she answered. "I had thought to be alone, but since you are here, you can help me if you will. I have a brother." But Charming did not want to talk about brothers. He sat down on a fallen log beside her and looked at her entranced. "I think you are the most lovely lady in all the world," he said.
"Am I?"
said the princess, whose name, by the way, was Beauty. She looked away from him, and there was silence between them. Charming, a little at a loss, fidgeted nervously with his ring and began to speak again.
"Ever since I have known you..."
"You are in need of help?"
said the dwarf, appearing suddenly.
"Certainly not," said Charming angrily. "Not in the least. I can manage this quite well by myself."
"Speak and I will obey."
"Then go away,"
said Charming, and the dwarf, who was beginning to lose his grip of things, again disappeared. The princess, having politely pretended to be looking for something while this was going on, turned to him again.
"Come with me," she said, "and I will show you how you can help me."
She took him by the hand and led him down a narrow glade to a little clearing in the middle of the wood. Then she made him sit down beside her on the grass, and there she told him her tale.